KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic. It's 31 degrees, and we look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 51. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, the leader in the legislature, who said Republicans would kick the door in on state government, is entering his second month in a new role. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Bill Dix of Shell Rock became the leader of Senate Republicans in the fall of 2012 when Republicans were in the minority. Now, after the 2016 election, Republicans hold 29 seats in the state Senate, and Dix is the Senate Majority Leader. Dix, who's 54 years old, says Republicans promised voters a more limited state government and tax cuts. A tax plan has yet to emerge from the Senate, but Dix already has steered another GOP priority through the Senate. Every Republican senator voted last Thursday for the bill that defunds Planned Parenthood.
Iowans sent us here to change the course of business as usual in Iowa, and we intend to do everything we can to accomplish those goals.
Democrats in the state Senate had the same leader for 20 years. Republicans during that same time frame had half a dozen before Dix took over. In 2007, Dix took over his family's farming business. Their main cash crops are pumpkins and melons, sold at Hy-Vee and Target stores throughout Iowa and Minnesota. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Well, the Cass County Cattlemen's Association held their annual banquet and awards program Saturday night at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. During the awards and scholarship portion of the program, scholarships were awarded to Haley Carlson, Clayton Soigling, and Tyler McAfee. Awards presented include Youth Ambassador to Lexi Friend, Young Gun, Miles McDermott. Riding for the Brand Award went to Gary Sullivan. The Producer of the Year went to Chad Comas. Business of the Year to Steve Nelson with Nelson Machine and Forge. And Hall of Fame to Alan Robinson. As the Iowa legislature rushes to pass a bill to remove funding for Planned Parenthood, some health clinics say that could increase in patients. Said they haven't heard anything new about a state-run family planning program that could take effect within months. The GOP-backed legislation flew through the Senate last week and now moves to the House. The bill hinges on rejecting millions of dollars in federal Medicaid dollars in order to eliminate state funding for Planned Parenthood. Republican lawmakers contend the new program will allow more rural health clinics to offer family planning services. However, representatives from some of those facilities say they're not familiar with the state's plans. While some clinics say they're capable of helping more patients, they are confused about how the new system would work. Attorneys for nine patients have filed a lawsuit against Iowa Methodist Medical Center, blaming the hospital for a pharmacy tech's theft of potent painkillers from hundreds of vials. The lawsuit accuses the hospital of being negligent in its supervision of the pharmacy tech, who stole fentanyl and dilaudid during a six-week period last year. The hospital contacted more than 700 patients last October after having learning of the tampering, fearing the patients might not have received full dosages of the drugs. The attorneys say there are 185 former patients whose pain medication was diluted who are willing to take their cases to court and expect more to sue in the coming weeks. Hospital spokeswoman Amy Varco denied several allegations in the lawsuit. Iowa State University is joining a consortium of institutions that will do research and create training programs focused on diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Ryan Smith, a professor of entomology and head of ISU's Medical Entomology Laboratory, says the new alliance is being funded by a $10 million grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's really meant to address a glaring need that was brought to our attention with the threat of Zika coming to the United States. The CDC recognized this need for training and having public health professionals trained in entomology. So that's really the main focus behind this.
Smith said researchers on the Ames campus will zero in on enhanced surveillance of West Nile virus transmission and the presence of the invasive Aedes mosquito species in Iowa.
We've been engaged in a surveillance program here in Iowa for almost 50 years now, and West Nile has been in the state for about the last 15. And so I think that we've got a pretty good understanding at this point of how the disease is being transmitted and by which mosquitoes.
The new consortium is called the Upper Midwestern Center of Excellence in Vector-Borne Diseases. Other collaborators include the University of Wisconsin at Madison, the University of Illinois, Michigan State University, and the Minnesota Department of Health. Omarathon dancers have raised nearly $2.6 million for the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. The record topped the previous record of more than $2.4 million raised last year. More than 2,300 dancers packed into the main lobby of the Iowa Memorial Union at the university campus in Iowa City. From 7 p.m. Friday until 7 p.m. Saturday, they gave up sleep, caffeine, and the luxury of sitting down for 24 hours straight. A Dance Marathon news release said each dancer raised at least $500 to participate. The money supports pediatric cancer patients at the hospital. Elsewhere in the news, a train derailment shook several homes in rural eastern Iowa Sunday, but the toppled cars avoided the buildings and no injuries were reported. Kerry Rogers said it was scary when his house shook and a tree was uprooted during the derailment Sunday morning. Canadian Pacific spokesman Andy Cummings says 26 of the 99 empty cars in the train derailed at around 6 a.m. Sunday. The incident happened several miles southeast of Dubuque near the Mississippi River. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Office said the train of empty sand cars was headed north at the time of the derailment. It wasn't immediately clear how long it would take up to clean up the cars. Authorities are trying to find the owner of a dog that two fishermen pulled from the icy Cedar River in Waterloo. Fishermen Chad and Jason Conkling played a role in Sunday's rescue because they were getting ready to launch their boat nearby when the dog was spotted struggling in the current. The Conklings were already breaking up the ice so they could launch their boat before the fire department arrived. The ice buildup up on the shore kept firefighters from launching their rescue boat. While the fire department was working on another plan, the two brothers went after the dog and pulled the bull mastiff from the water. Animal control officer Vanaya Warren said the dog is doing okay but didn't have any identification on it. Animal torture and other charges have been filed against a woman after several dead and injured and neglected dogs were found on property she rented. The Warren County Sheriff's Office said Lindsay Morrow faces 5 counts of animal torture and 22 counts of animal neglect, as well as theft, fraud, and ongoing criminal conduct. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa says 19 living dogs and 3 dead dogs were removed last week from property in south central Iowa that Morrow had rented. The group is treating and hoping to find homes for most of the dogs rescued. The group said over the weekend that Lindsay had described herself on a website as the director of a no-kill group called the Bully Breed Miracle Network and Rescue. An Osage man accused of selling fake iPhones has been charged with felony ongoing criminal conduct and misdemeanor theft. 35-year-old Reed Barkley was charged last week after police say Barkley sold a woman a fake iPhone for $300. She learned it was a knockoff when she took the phone to her self-service provider and was told the phone serial numbers didn't match the one on the box. The woman told police Barkley wouldn't return her money. Police say Barkley also sold a fake iPhone to another woman in Mason City. Barkley had been sentenced to 15 years in prison on a drug charge in April and was out on an appeals bond when he allegedly sold knockoff phones. Blackhawk County officials may save a defective Cedar Valley Nature Trail bridge in LaPorte City that they were planning to tear down. Board of Supervisors members have agreed to include $77,000 in next year's Conservation Board budget for engineering work on long-term repairs to the span over Wolf Creek. About a dozen cyclists asked the board to save the bridge instead of pursuing a cheaper plan to remove it and reroute the Nature Trail over another existing bridge. The bridge was closed in September of 2015 after inspectors concluded it was unsafe. Engineering estimates put the cost of long-term repairs at $1.5 million, prompting conservation officials to work instead on realigning the trail for $460,000. And an analysis by Dubuque City workers says a surcharge on plastic shopping bags would be complicated to implement and could expose the city to lawsuits if not done properly. A memo from Corey Bernatch, the city's sustainable community coordinator, says charging shoppers a fee for plastic bags would require a substantial amount of staff time and resources to oversee. The goal of the fee would be to reduce the use of plastic bags, which tend to be non-biodegradable and clog landfills and harm wildlife. The Dubuque City Council will consider the fee proposal today during a meeting at the historic federal building. Communities around the U.S. have taken similar measures to ban or charge a fee for plastic shopping bags. Finally, in state news, an online survey of people getting married suggests that weddings in Nebraska and Iowa tend to have the biggest guest lists in the nation. The Knot says it heard from roughly 13,000 couples about their weddings last year to give it a sense of the trends. Nebraska weddings were the biggest, with an average number of guests amounting to 230. Iowa weddings had 210 guests, and those were both much bigger than the national average of 141 guests. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV, and cell phone repair located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.